This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And some of the properties in Las Vegas, cyber attack, big time there, having a lot of problems checking people in with slot machines going down and all kinds of havoc being rained down on various casinos in Las Vegas. But here's a big one. Auto workers are going to strike against the Big Three for the first time in history. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, what's shaking in your world? Boy, a lot is going on around us, that's for sure. Let's talk about the UAW. The union's president announced which plants workers are ready to walk out of at midnight unless a deal is reached in this country. The F-150 means big bucks and big wheels, and it is a lot of money for Ford when you talk about that particular truck. And boy, it's in jeopardy because this is some of the things that they're going to do if there isn't some bizarre last-minute thing, but it's too late for that. So there's going to be a strike, and it does mean that there are production lines that could grind to a halt. So Sean Fain, who is the United Auto Workers president, said that's it. You know, GM, Ford, Stellantis, all at the same time, at the stroke of midnight, ding, 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 has happened. If the companies do not reach tentative labor deals with the auto workers. So the assembly plants that are targeted, a GM plant in Missouri, a plant in Toledo, a Ford plant in Wayne, Michigan. For goodness sake, I watched the Eagles narrowly beat the Vikings on Thursday Night Football, and there must have been four Ford commercials talking about Michigan and producing incredibly on this line in Michigan. So this is absolutely a targeted strike. The stakes are so high for the union, and even beyond that, disruptions to the local and national economies, possible financial hardship by the workers themselves, and perhaps more than anything, a hint at the future. This is the big one of manufacturing jobs, my friends, in America. Fain said, if we need to go all out, we will. Everything is on the table. The union and the automakers were negotiating down to the wire on Thursday. GM made a new offer late in the afternoon, including a 20% raise matching Ford's offer. Ford on Thursday night blamed the union for the impasse at the bargaining table and released a statement saying, unfortunately, the UAW's counterproposal tonight showed little movement from the union's initial demand submitted way back in August 3rd. If implemented, the proposal would more than double Ford's current UAW-related labor costs, which are significantly higher than the labor cost of Tesla, Toyota, and other foreign-owned automakers in the United States that utilize non-union-represented labor. The Ford CEO said, we don't want there to be a strike. We're ready to work until the deadline. Wow. So hope vanished in an instant. Even the president got involved, spoke with Fain and leaders of the major auto companies to discuss the status of the ongoing negotiations. But it didn't happen. So what will the ripple effect be? What will happen at these particular areas that are targeted? Because there's things they produce that go into parts and pieces that are necessary to be part of other facilities that put together and pump out these cars and trucks and everything else. So slowing or stopping the production of a few engine or transmission plants at each company could be as effective as stopping operations at a full strike at all plants in this country. One engine or transmission location per company might be enough to shut down nearly, you ready for this, 3/4 of the U.S. assembly plants. Wow. Wow. I mean, a couple of plants per company and you can idle what's happening in the United States. So this is super, super, super big. The union says it came up with a 40% raise request based on the increase in pay of the CEOs at the three automakers over the last 4 years. Ford's CEO's pay rose 21% from $17 million from the predecessor of the current Guy Farley to $21 million. And he was even asked at one point why the union workers shouldn't get the same increases. And he said a 40% increase where people would be making $300,000, we can't have that. That will not work. That would shut us down. Ford hasn't had a strike since 1978. Wow. So this is big, and it's big because you may have nothing to do with the auto industry. In fact, many people listening to my voice probably don't. You drive them. You may drive those F-150s. You may know somebody in this situation, but there will be an economic impact, trust me, and it depends on, you know, all kinds of things, including how long are we talking about. All right, the other biggie that happened that I didn't mention when we cracked open the mic at the top is Hunter Biden. So the president's son, Hunter Biden, has been officially indicted by special counsel David Weiss in connection with a gun that he bought in 2018. So for the first time in U.S. history, the Justice Department has charged the child of a sitting president. What are the charges? The three charges include making false statements on federal firearms, the form, possession of a firearm as a person who was not allowed, a prohibited person, not allowed to do that. And it's a big, fat turn of events after his original plea deal collapsed and potentially sets up an incredibly dramatic trial in the middle of Joe Biden's 2024 re-election bid. And we're going back to 2018 for this, right? So just here is the broad story. He bought a revolver at a Delaware gun shop. He lied on a federal form when he swore that he was not using and was not addicted to any illegal drugs, even though he was struggling with crack cocaine addiction at the same time of the purchase. So, in case you don't know it, it's a federal crime to lie on the ATF form or to possess a firearm as a drug user. You knew that part. He had the gun for about 11 days in 2018. Wow, wow, wow. So what's happening in Vegas? It was like a ghost town at one point on the floor of the Bellagio because the machines weren't working. And at the MGM Grand, a nightmare. Talking about that coming up along with A to Z across this great country.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Decided to chip away at a whole bunch of things that are happening and send me their thoughts. You can do it 24/7. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. So Joe in Connecticut says, Kate Delaney, it's Foxwoods for me. Me and my bride, we're going to go to Las Vegas, but we picked the wrong time to decide to do that. It looks like there are cyber attacks all over the place. I'm sure you know what's happening at Caesars. MGM is really, really struggling with what's going on there, and the lines seem very, very long, and here we were supposed to be at the Bellagio. Everybody knows the Bellagio with the dancing fountains, and we're just going to wait. So we put our trip on the ice, and we're going to head to Foxwoods instead. Yeah, because they're in Connecticut, it's right around the corner. So it's just, what, less than a week after the cyber attack just crippled MGM and the Bellagio, the MGM Grand. And when I say crippled, listen to what the deal is there. So doors to the casinos and hotels, unusable because it's all electronic. Slot machines and ATM machines, inoperable. Elevators, out of order. I used to live in Vegas, and the top floors are the best floors, I think, in my opinion, because you get the view. So you're going to walk up and down those stairs. It's a great start to a diet plan or a heart attack. Customers had to wait hours to check into rooms. The company's website's down. So, you know, they're resolving the cybersecurity thing, and then they have to go through all the whole guest deal that they're doing. But you can only do so much. I mean, people have how much patience, and then it runs out. So it's very, very chaotic. And just nobody gambling, which is so odd, right? The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency is part of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. So they said on Thursday that they're in contact with MGM Resorts to understand the impacts of their recent cyber incident, and saying that they're offering any assistance should they need it or request it. The Nevada governor, Joe Lombardo, and the Nevada Gaming Board released a joint statement saying they're monitoring the cybersecurity incident with MGM Resorts and are in communication with the company executives, which means really we can't do anything. It has to be unraveled. And it also means that it's the ransom situation, baby, where pay, pay, pay. And, you know, this whole ransom thing tracked to Russia. And it's supposedly this VX Underground, it's a research group boasting the largest collection of malware source codes, samples, and papers on the Internet, posted to X, which is Twitter, that the ransomware group Alvi, it's Alpha, it's almost Alpha with a V, known as Black Cat, is behind the MGM cyber attack. And so the whole thing is about, all right, are you going to pay the $33 million? And once you do pay the $33 million or whatever they set it at, then poof, suddenly 10 minutes later, you're back in business. Wow. So this is a very, very big deal. And we're seeing cybersecurity more and more. What are the costs, the scopes, the impacts of the incident? It not only ruins Joe in Connecticut's trip with his wife, but it ruins their stock. It ruins all kinds of things. And it is very scary if you're in the middle. It would be scary if you're in the middle of a trip and all of a sudden you can't get out of your door and you can't get in your door and you can't use an elevator. Yeah. And then it was reported that, you know, Caesars had, you know, was, as MGM was reeling from it, this is just days after the Caesars Entertainment Group said it was hacked, and they paid $15 million. And then, of course, it goes back online. Whatever was attacked, all the things that get shut down, suddenly they're back. These are sophisticated networks. All right, so we sympathize with Joe and anybody else that would have been trapped in that situation. At least he wasn't trapped in that. And we move on, people. All right, let's go to Brett, who says, hi, Kate. Man, listening to the union, I'm a sort of union, sort of not guy. I've worked in an industry where I've been in a union, and I've also worked in that same industry where I haven't been in a union, and I think it's kind of a flip a coin situation. It would take a lot more than this email to explain. But let's just say that the United Auto Workers really could mess with GM and Ford for sure, and that Stellantis group too, because of what they produce that are so popular. And even though there's other places that are working with non-union people, this is a big deal. This is a huge strike, the way they organize this. And I think ultimately they may be successful. I don't know how it gets resolved. It is about dollars, and it always is. But there is a lot of workers that we're talking about. Yeah, you know, 146,000 across all three. And they purposely used these plants, selected them, because they knew how crippling it would be, period, to all of the other plants because of what they produce there. So, you know, they want a 40% hourly. These are hourly workers. Even in the commercial, the Ford commercial, they say it, that hourly workers, 40% hourly pay increases. The union says our people work 6 days a week, 11 hours. They want to reduce 32-hour work week. They want to shift back to traditional pensions. Good luck with that. They want the elimination of what they call compensation tiers and a restoration of a cost of living adjustment, the COLA. That's just a little bit. Enhanced retiree benefits, vacation, family leave, all of that is there. So thousands are on strike as I am speaking. That's why I love doing this show. Anybody listening, spread the word. We're going to pick up some more radio affiliates. I love the fact that we are live. There's so much impactful news. Things that happen that affect our lives go on while we're on the air. So you're not hearing something from earlier in the day. And, I mean, again, huge. Couldn't be any bigger. And we'll see how specific the effects are as we move along the line day after day after day. It's interesting because now the writers and the studios are setting up new talks. Could there be an incredible Hollywood ending here? Because this has been crippling to the entertainment industry, but you look at what is so at stake for the writers and the actors and all the people that are affected by it. And it makes sense to me when you look at AI. I mean, ooh, just game changer in the wrong direction for so many who to make their lives on the creative world. Let's get another one in here. This one is Johnny, who says, Kate, I listen to your show when I'm home in New Orleans, and then when I can, I'd catch the replay, of course. It has been a really rough year for floods and water. I was listening to you talk the other day about some of what's happened in flooding in the United States, but not just in the United States, but even outside of our borders, what you were saying, whether it's Brazil or we're talking about Libya, which is horrific with the amount of people that died there and the people that are missing. Water is something you have to flee from, but sometimes you can't flee from it and you have no warning. I really feel for any of you who have had to deal with any form of the surge of water, whether it's through the hurricane or something else, those flash floods. It really should put all of us in a mindful situation of what water can do. Here, here, I agree with that. And, you know, northeastern Libya, 5,300 dead, thousands still missing. It's like the most ferocious of the recent floods inundating those communities. And not just there, in countries from Japan to Greece and, of course, the United States, as we have seen what's happened across this great country. The Eagles beat the Vikings on Thursday to kick off week two in the NFL. What else is on tap in the world of sports? We're going into the cave next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The clock is ticking to deliver assistance to Ukraine, according to the White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Republicans need to act in good faith and show that they're serious, and they're not.
Speaking to reporters, she urged Congress to swiftly approve President Biden's comprehensive supplemental package, encompassing aid for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and border security. The House Committee on Education and the Workforce is investigating Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania over allegations of rampant anti-Semitism. This inquiry comes after university leaders faced criticism during a congressional hearing for not explicitly stating whether calls for the genocide of Jews violate campus rule on harassment. Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says Congress must act to prevent gun violence.
This is a moral imperative, not just a political obligation.
Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave.
Never is without energy. Thanks for that. And as we are in the man cave and the mothership, the network that this show is on, the wonderful people at the network who maybe Vikings fans are probably really disappointed, but I have to tell them I'm not. The Eagles, my hometown NFL team, beat the Vikings 34-28. And what a great opener for Philadelphia. They're 2-0 to start the season. DeAndre Swift played his first regular season game in his hometown of Philly. He went to St. Joe's. And anyway, he rushed 28 times for a career-high 175 yards and a touchdown. And Philly wins that one. A pretty sweet victory for them. It turned out to be an interesting game, let's say that. So anybody who was watching, it wasn't a boring blowout. You know, even if you're into the NFL and it's not your team, you're probably watching. And you may be watching for the gambling effect, because let's face it, with fantasy football and everything else that's going on. And so at least this was a treat because it was a tight game. There were some sloppy things that happened with turnovers and that kind of stuff, but I mean tight where there was things that could have happened at the end of this game that could have gone the other way for the Vikings. That's That's for sure, but that's the NFL, and that's why we watch them. I mean, sports could not be bigger, especially football, without a doubt. 22 million people watched the Jets on Monday, watched the Jets in their opener, and unfortunately saw Aaron Rodgers go down after just four plays. Had surgery, by the way, on that Achilles tendon at 39. Who knows if he comes back to the NFL. But the Jets, of course, winning that game, but losing in the sense that Aaron Rodgers, after so much hype about him being there and being the guy to lead the Jets, if you remember, goes down, and anyway, 22 million people watched. 22 million people. That's a lot. And that was the highest ESPN had as far as viewers ever for an NFL game. So there you go. Will it continue, depending on who plays? The Jets, by the way, this week take on the Cowboys on Sunday. Yes, the afternoon, late afternoon kick. Meanwhile, a couple of other quick NFL notes for you as we're, like I said, here in week two. Aaron Rodgers did share a photo after his surgery and said he felt great. Wanted to make sure that people knew that. In the meantime, the Bills, who are still licking their wounds after that loss to the Jets in overtime, you know, this it's interesting because the Bills' Stephon Diggs called out the hot mic comments after the Cowboys star, you know, came to his defense. So there's some weird drama. There's this thing about hot mics with politicians and sports people that I don't get, but Trayvon Diggs wants to see his brother Stephon get out of Buffalo. The Cowboys corner sent out an interesting tweet on Thursday after watching a hot mic moment involving a team reporter who was talking about Stephon Diggs. During a press conference on Wednesday, Bills reporter Maddie Glab was casually talking about Diggs, and unbeknownst to her, a hot mic just happened to catch every word she said. She was sitting in front of an empty podium, and she was talking about who might be showing up next when she seemed to take a shot at Diggs, saying, "I think they're trying for Steph. Steph and Hyde is who they're trying for. There's no control over Stephon Diggs. He's going to do what he wants to do. He'll look in my face, say, 'F you.' It's how he treats everyone." Ooh. After seeing the video, Trayvon tweeted out his brother might want to think about moving on, and he said, "Gotta get bro somewhere safe." He said, "They turn on you so quickly. They turn on you so quickly." Boy, I'm sure there was some humiliation for Glad for those comments on social media saying, she did say, "The audio shared was very hurtful, and it was insulting to my character and to how I was raised. I've always treated people how I want to be treated. I greet everyone with smiles and respect, from the people in our cafe to the people that keep our building clean and in order. And the media or fans may confuse my competitiveness that they witness on the field as who I am as a person, but off the field, I'd never treat anyone how she described, and I have never said anything remotely close to that to her," is what he said. So on her side of it, so again, that was him. That was him, actually. I don't want to confuse anyone. That was what he put out. And some are saying, well, it sounds like she could just be making the comments joking, you know, that she was just joking and she didn't mean anything out of that. And that's what she put out, that she respects him and he's a favorite player to cover. And it just shows you how twisty and wicked things can go when things are picked up on hot mics and when then things are tweeted out, because then that's what happens, right? Wow. There's so much to contend with. Just, there is so much to contend with, like, that's the last thing that they want to deal with, seriously. All right, in the meantime, we have college football, because we're going to go through the rest of the NFL as we click through the week. And don't forget, every Tuesday in our first hour, last segment, we have Nailed the Score, your chance to win great prizes. I pick a game of the week, and if you correctly nail the score, and you own that score, once you're the one who calls in or sends me the email in time, you own that score. And if you correctly nail the score, like I said, you'd win some incredible prizes. So college football games for Thursday, Miami with another huge win. Memphis with a tight game over Navy, 28-24, but they pull it out, so that's what matters. In the meantime, it is kind of an interesting week, I think, in college football, because, you know, this is week three. They're a week ahead. So what are some of the big matchups of the week? And I think a fun matchup, although Georgia will blow them out, maybe because I know people that go to both colleges, is number one ranked Georgia in the SEC taking on South Carolina. They're favored by 27.5 points. For all my friends listening in Oklahoma, 19th ranked Oklahoma taking on Tulsa, another just kind of fun game. OU favored by 28.5. Now, this one could be interesting. North Carolina checks in the top 25 at 20. They're 2-0, and so is Minnesota. They're 2-0. This is going to be a Chapel Hill. UNC is only favored by a little bit over a touchdown, 7.5 points. And there's some good matchups of offense and defense on both sides of that that ball. The other game that I think, you know, is going to be pretty fascinating from the point of view of this could be a lot closer than even what the line says, is Ole Miss taking on Georgia Tech. It's going to be in Oxford, and Ole Miss is 2-0, Georgia Tech is 1-1. But I like this Tech quarterback. And even though I think Ole Miss has a pretty decent defense, and they are favored by 17.5 points, I think that could be a lot closer than that line. And, of course, a lot of people, just because of watching what's going on with Dion, and this is, again, another interstate kind of rival thing, and it's a late-night game on ESPN, Colorado, take it on Colorado State. And, of course, Deion Sanders is the coach there. They're 2-0. Everybody's talking about them. Colorado is favored by 24 points. And Deion's son is the quarterback, and he's been phenomenal. He's almost thrown for 903 yards so far on the season, 6 touchdowns. And people are really, who didn't know what he was capable of, are really, really paying attention to this one. Now, a tight line is Mizzou and K-State. KSU, 4.5 points, or 4 points they're favored by. Just check that. And this one is in Columbia, Missouri. That's going to be a great game. And another game that I think is going to be really good is Illinois hosting 7th-ranked Penn State. PSU favored by 14.5 points there. They're 2-0, so this is a good Big Ten matchup. And I like Drew Allar, who is the Nittany Lions quarterback. He's a sophomore kid out of Ohio, and he has really shown how he can scramble and make some things happen. And I think he's going to be fun to continue to watch him. And that's a really true test there, for sure. Major League Baseball, it's down to the nitty gritty. I mean, there's a handful of teams that are either going to make it in, wild card teams or not. One of those teams is the Philadelphia Phillies, after we saw that Atlanta once again wins the NL East. How many times in a row? 6 times in a row. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Red Sox shut out the Yankees 5-0. Trevor Story with a 3-run homer. Sweet. Closing the door to the man cave.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Steal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
So excited to catch up with our next author. She's in our virtual green room. Dethula Barron has written a book that, wow, just like warms your heart. I'm telling you, Walking in Light, Living in Love. The cover is just beautiful with the butterflies on it. You go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, you'll see it. And we're so happy that she's joining us here on Author's Corner on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Dethula, thanks so much for joining us.
Great. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
What was it that led you to writing the book? What was your motivation?
Well, I had a mother who was always just very wise and taught me so much. I was the youngest child, so we spent a lot of time together. And she was very spiritual. She was psychic. She did a lot of writing herself. And her writing was never really published, so I decided to sort of follow her lead and take some of the teachings that she gave me and put them in a book.
Wow. So in the book, give us a little snippet of the book. What are some of the teachings that you think people will really find useful?
Wow. The book, it's full of teachings about life and about wisdom and how about living in love and learning to live in peace and how we can spread those ideas to other people in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our schools, and in our workplace, and just learn to practice that.
Oh, I love that. A space filled with peace and harmony, a place where we can feel that love. And we see, unfortunately, how the world is now. And that's why your book is, I think, so timely for this, when you talk about walking in light, living in love. Did that make a difference, what she taught you, obviously, for your life?
Yes, indeed. My mom passed when I was 25. And so that was just really an enlightening experience for me, and that I always felt her presence. And I felt like I could see her and that she was talking to me. And so, yeah, that sort of, you know, life just sort of one thing leads to another. It led me to learn meditation and yoga, and to, it just strengthened my prayer life and my spirituality, and helps me to develop who I am within, who I am with inside of me. And all of that is sort of developed, unfolded to where I am now.
And what a difference that's made right in your life, that you're able to go within yourself. People say that, but it's hard for people sometimes to grasp that concept, don't you think?
And it's unfortunate. You know, I was just thinking before we got on this call about the fact that somehow, we've got to start teaching this to children. I mean, I know some schools do. I've heard of schools that are very successfully teaching this whole idea of meditation to children, and they're having amazing outcomes. But, yeah, and so, you know, everything spreads like the 100 monkey effect, so that eventually we all begin to see life from a different space, from a different place. That's an ideal, but it's got to start somewhere, in my opinion. Otherwise, we just completely destroy ourselves, and we're doing a pretty good job of it right now.
Oh, boy, no kidding. So in your book, in the introduction, you tell people, and this wasn't that long ago, it was back in 2017, about a really scary thing that happened to you when you had to be admitted into the ICU. Tell us about that, because that'll make you feel that your life has only X amount of time, and trying to wrap your brain around that. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, in 2017, I was in the middle of the night, and I'm having so much severe pain, back pain. And, of course, I thought it was my mattress. And, oh, my mattress is really hard. I got to get a new mattress. And it continued and wouldn't let up. That morning, I called my doctor's office. I couldn't get an immediate appointment. I don't think the person who answered the phone understood how serious this was. So I didn't get to see my doctor until 3 o'clock that afternoon. As soon as I walked in and told her what was going on, she said, go to the emergency room right now. She said, I will call them and tell them you're on your way. And she did, and I found out, of course, several hours later, that I was having aortic aneurysm. I'd never heard of that. I'd heard of brain aneurysms. I didn't know anything about aortic aneurysms. And they needed to do surgery. So the vascular specialist, well, the person on duty initially in the emergency room, said, okay, we're bringing in a vascular specialist, and we'll see what he says. He concurred, and I asked so many questions generally, and I said, what if I don't get this surgery? And I'm a negotiator, which is kind of foolish in this situation, but I did. He said, well, you can always go home and die.
Wow.
And it terrified me. And I didn't want to go home and die, so I agreed. And then he even explained that there would be risk with the surgery. But I didn't really have a choice at that point, so I did go through the surgery. And I learned, even after I got home from the hospital, how serious it was. People told me they'd had spouses or friends who had gone through that and who had died. And I didn't think it was my time yet. So I just really dealt with it. I tried to do everything the doctor told me to do, and here I am now. But it was really, really scary, and I realized if I was going to make any major contributions to the world, I had to do it right then. And so I started the book.
Yeah, it's scary to come face-to-face with your own mortality, isn't it?
It certainly is. When I had to go back to the hospital, to the emergency room a few days after I was released, My niece was with me, and I was in tears in the emergency room. She said, why are you crying? I said, I'm not ready to die. I can't go yet. I just cannot go yet. Because I really, you know, we don't know through situations like that just what the outcome is going to be.
Yeah, and there's a lesson in that. So then, like you said, it made you write the book, Walking in Light, Living in Love, which you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, I just really want people to gather, one, how powerful we are. I was looking through my book yesterday. You know, and the words are in there. We are so, and we don't even know it, you know. We read that sometimes, or we hear researchers or teachers say that, and yet we still don't get it. We are so powerful. And if we could understand that concept, and understand that we really can do almost anything. In my book, there are some Bible verses throughout the book, just one line verses. And, you know, Jesus said, you know, you can do these things and you can do them even greater. And I remind people of that. You know, a lot of us, unfortunately, are into church or religion, but we don't really grasp what's being said. We don't get it. We don't understand, you know, people do a lot of worshiping and praising, but it's about each of us and our own personal relationships with the divine, the universal, whatever that higher being is. You can call it whatever you want. There's something greater than we are who is there to help us, and we are one with it. And if we could only get that, I don't know what it will take, except, as I said, to start it with the basics and teaching children about love and peace and understanding. I'm with a group right now. We're going to start doing some work in public schools. We're starting with high schools. Hopefully, eventually, one of these days, we can do elementary. But just sort of helping them to sort of understand and learn about love and peace and about conflict resolution and problem solving and critical thinking and belonging, because so many children are following their peers and are not getting the lessons about love that they could get from their, even from their teachers, unfortunately. Some teachers are wonderful at doing that, but many are not even getting it at home.
Wow. What a beautiful thing. A perfect place to end this conversation. Walking in Light, Living in Love. Thank you so much, Dathula Barron.
You are so wonderful, and thank you for this opportunity. I'm so always grateful to get this message out.
Yeah, what a wonderful soul, certainly she is. No doubt about that. The music means we gotta dance on out of here. Perfect time to do that. Talking about the light and the lightness. My friends, please be safe, be sane, and for goodness sake, try and be happy and kind to each other. This is the way.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.